Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk take the roll?
23 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members are excused from the call of the House. Representative Miller, Representative Taylor, Representative Donnelly, Representative Brown, although she is here, I note, Representative Davis, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Cotton be excused until playing time.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, Representative Cotton is excused until playing time. Our chaplain today is Reverend John Page of the Douglas Methodist Church. Will the members please rise for the invocation?
Let's take a second or two just to focus. It's been a busy weekend for most of us coming back into this type of setting. Let us think for a moment about our purpose here. Eternal God, whose kindness is loving and whose patience is infinite, be with us again at the beginning of another important week in our lives as Alaskan legislators. We know of no better way to begin the work of another week than by dedicating our lives to you, resolving to trust you and to obey you and to do our very best to serve you by serving others. Lord, you have made us heirs of a great heritage and trustees of priceless things. Save us, we pray, lest we forget the price that was paid for them and the eternal vigilance required to preserve them. Help us to grow strong, O God, in conviction, with insight for our times and courage for our testing. Through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Representative Boyer, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread across the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 89th, 90th, and the 91st legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 89th, the 90th, and the 91st days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journals as certified by the chief clerk for the 89th, 90th, and 91st legislative days be approved.
Are there any objections as to correctness of the journals before you? Hearing no objections, the journals stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Representative Ulmer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Representative Hudson and I have another class visiting from our schools, this time from Harborview School, the third grade class. They're in Gallery B. I'd like to ask them to stand up, please. And their teacher is also with them today, Janie Homan. Would you help me welcome them?
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have some close-up students and from my district, the Northwest Arctic School District. Would you please stand as I call your name, please? I've got Rocky Gull from Kotzebue, Kara Mills from NOTEC, Don Selesky from Kotzebue, Diane Schaefer from Kotzebue, Vinay Siam from Kiana, and the teacher that's escorting Craig Eldridge from Buckland. Would you please welcome us?
Representative Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I'm going to introduce a close-up student from North Pole for Representative Miller because he's not here today. I believe over in Gallery A is Kathy Clowers from North Pole.
Maybe not.
Maybe she's Wednesday. Okay. We'll try Wednesday.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also have some close-up students down from up north, coming from the Yupik School District. Please stand as I read your name. Marlene Quagley from Akiak, Carl Noah from Akichok, Mark Fuller from Akichok, and Charlene Quagley from Akiak, and their teacher from Akiak, Bill Hayes. Please help me welcome them.
Representative Springer.
Also, this is a close-up program in Gallery A from the Lower Yukon School District. We have three students and their teacher, Valentina Black from Alakanak, and Robert Sundown from Scammon Bay, and Patrick Condello from Hoover Bay, and the teacher from Ammonic, Debbie Carponi. Please have a welcome.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce some close-up students from the Yupik School District. Ida Alexi from Tuluksak. Alice Mute from Tuluksak. From the Lower Yukon School District, we have Dwayne Cooper from Marshall. Sharon Andrews from Martin Village. Please help me welcome them.
Representative Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Larson and I have a constituent down who is a intern that will be interning in my office for this week. Please help me welcome Gina Anderson, and she's from Talkeetna.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, I have signed the following and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Joint Resolution Number 52, opposing reductions in the budget of the United States Coast Guard, Legislative Resolve 65. Committee substitute for House Bill 219, Finance, transferring and appropriating certain loans, assets, and fund equities to the Student Loan Fund and providing for an effective date, Chapter Number 16, SLA 1988. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 279, Finance, relating to club licenses for the sale of alcoholic beverages and providing for an effective date, Chapter 17, SLA 1988. Signed sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved the following citation and it has been transmitted to enrolling, honoring the Alaska Folk Festival. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Rules for calendaring. This brings us down to, on the daily calendar, to communications. Do we have any further communications?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to standing committee reports.
The Judiciary Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 67, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to legislative confirmation of the board members of public corporations of the state, recommends that do pass, requests an additional referral to the Finance Committee. Report was signed by Sun Chairman, concurring. Sun, Cotton, Navarre, Barnes, and Ulmer. House Joint Resolution 67 has no further referral.
House Joint Resolution 67, picking up a fiscal note, is now referred to the Finance Committee.
The Resources Committee has considered the second sponsor substitute for House Bill 314, allocation of fisheries business taxes to municipalities by the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Resources Committee with the same title. Reports it back as follows. Report was signed by Herman, co-chair, signing due pass, Herman, Navarre, and Springer. Having no recommendations, Sund, Pierce, Hoffman, and Schultz. House Bill 314 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 371, attempted murder in the first degree. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee with the same title and due pass. Report was signed by Sund Chairman, concurring, Sund, Ulmer, Cotton, Navarre, and Barnes. House Bill 371 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 389, recovery of state costs for oil and hazardous substance releases. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee with the same title and due pass. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Signing due pass, Adams, Porchot, Larson, Gall, Boyer, Wallace, and Frank. House Bill 389 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 409, relating to forgiveness of student loans of certain health care providers. recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Finance Committee with a new title and due pass and attaches a physical note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Porcio, Larson, Gall, Boyer, and Wallace. Frank has no recommendation. House Bill 409 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 412, Pre-Emancipation Services for Certain Minors, recommends it be replaced with the Hess Committee substitute with the same title and due pass and attaches a physical note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Signing due pass, Porcio, Gall, Boyer, and Wallace. Having no recommendation, Adams, Larson, and Frank. House Bill 412 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 465, Criminal Proceedings Involving Certain Minors, recommends that due pass and attaches a physical note. Report was signed by Sun Chairman. Signing due pass, Omer, Navarre, and Barnes. Sun signed no recommendation, bill unnecessary, and Cotton has no recommendation. House Bill 465 has a further referral to the, has no further referral.
House Bill 465 also has picked up a fiscal note, thus were referred to the Finance Committee.
The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 493, Marine Garbage Collection, recommends it be replaced with the CNRA Committee substitute with the same title and due pass. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Larson, Gall, Boyer, Wallace, Frank, and Porcio. House Bill 493 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 494, making special appropriations to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for grants to collect marine garbage, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Larson, Wallace, and Frank. Having no recommendation, Gall, Boyer, and Porcio. House Bill 494 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 526, Practice of Social Work and Establishing the Board of Social Worker Examiners, recommends it be replaced with the Finance Committee substitute with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Signing do pass, Porcio, Larson, Frank, and Wallace. Boyer signed do pass, doesn't go far enough, good start. Signing no recommendation, Adams and Gall. House Bill 526 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 545, Amending Crimes Relating to Sexual Assault as They Relate to Persons Who Are Mentally Incapable, recommends it be replaced with the Judiciary Committee substitute with the same title and due pass and attaches a physical note. Report was signed by Sun Chairman. Signing due pass, Sund, Elmer, Cotton, Navarre, and Barnes. House Bill 545 has no further referral.
House Bill 545 has picked up a fiscal note. This is referred to the Finance Committee.
The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 547, Investment and Management of Certain State Funds, recommends it be replaced with the Finance Committee substitute with the same title and due pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Porcio, Larson, Frank, Boyer, Gall, and Wallace. House Bill 547 has no further referral. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 550, Authorizing the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to Modify the Terms of its Mortgage Loans, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Springer Chairman. Signing do pass, Springer, Herman, and Cato. Collins has no recommendation. House Bill 550 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered Senate Bill 335 amended, making, amending, lapsing, and repealing appropriations pertaining to permanent fund dividends, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Springer Chairman. Signing due pass, Springer, Collins, and Cato. Having no recommendation, Herman. Senate Bill 335 has a further referral to the Transportation Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered Senate Bill 336, Computation of Permanent Fund Dividends, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Springer Chairman. Concurring, Springer, Herman, Collins, and Cato. Senate Bill 336 has a further referral to the Transportation Committee. The Finance Committee has considered Senate Bill 373, extending the termination date of the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas in Alaska, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Porcio, Larson, Gall, Boyer, Wallace, and Frank. Senate Bill 373 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Dillingham Boys Cross Country Team, Dillingham Boys Basketball Team, by Representative Herman and Senator Jarro.
That citation for our consideration will be referred to the Rules Committee for calendaring.
I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill 555 by the Rules Committee by request of the House members of the Joint Committee on Economic Recovery An act authorizing the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to fund disposal of substandard publicly owned housing and providing for an effective date.
Two standing committees, State Affairs and the Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down the daily calendar to the calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on that calendar?
House Bill 551 by the Finance Committee. An act making fiscal year 1988 supplemental operating appropriations for the Medicaid program and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, concurring Adams, Porcheau, Larson, Gall, Wallace, Boyer, Swackhammer, and Frank. Rieger has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no committee substitutes or amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 551 be considered engrossed, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, the Majority Leader had placed a motion before us to advance from second to third reading. Are there any objections? Hearing no objection to the advancement motion, would the clerk please give the bill its reading?
House Bill 551 by the Finance Committee. An act making fiscal year 1988 supplemental operating appropriations for the Medicaid program and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 551 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 551 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage of House Bill 551 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Would the clerk read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 543 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education to satisfy a condition of a conditional determination issued by the United States Department of Education regarding the state's compliance with Public Law 81874 in fiscal year 1987 and providing for an effective date. The House Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs Ellis and Kopanen, concurring Ellis, Kopanen, Hanley, Phillips, Hudson, and Grunberg. The Finance Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, concurring Adams, Porcheau, Larson, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Brown, Davis, and Rieger. Having no recommendation, Frank and Wallace. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no CSs or further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 543 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing objection to the motion to advance, Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak just a moment to my objection because I believe that this bill may need an amendment unless we get a proper answer. Mr. Speaker, looking at this bill, I note that the two largest school districts in this state, the municipality of Anchorage and the North Star Borough School District, are excluded. I acknowledge that both of those school districts have quite a number of children that PL 874 funds are paid to the state government for, and I'd like to know why they're excluded from this bill.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll try to answer that concern. House Bill 543 is an attempt to settle the inequities caused by House Bill 408 for fiscal year 1986. It is not an attempt to give back PL 874 money to any district. I might state that the state's position in trying to reach a settlement was the cheapest way out without regards to what district got what.
And I guess in answering the concern, too, I might state what were the state's alternatives. Well, if the state was to appeal this settlement that we have before us in House Bill 543, the two possible alternatives, neither of which are very desirable, would be to repay the districts for the PL 874 that was deducted in fiscal year 86, and that cost would be $38 million. Or, if we lost the appeal, we could lose the federal PL 874 money to Alaska for the next 2 years, and the cost of that would be $140 million. So basically what we have before us then is where the department went back, looked at the foundation funding formula that was provided under House Bill 408, took out any regards to PL 874 money, because in fiscal year 86, all districts were allowed to keep the total amount of PL 874 money that they received. And as you know also, in fiscal year 86, there were many of us, Mr. Speaker, that had many concerns just in relation to how PL 874 was being treated. Because what happened that year is districts were allowed to keep their federal money, but then the area cost differential was adjusted artificially to give districts what someone thought they should receive, not necessarily what the formula should have provided for. So in trying to reach an agreement with the federal government to correct that situation, they left out the regards for who should have got what and what was the cheapest settlement for the state of Alaska that the feds would agree to, and that's what we have before us today. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Kopanen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make one minor correction in the discussion of the issue by my good friend from the MATSU, and that is that it was not the original House Bill 408 which would have met the disparity test, but the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 408 that passed in the closing hours of the legislature, as so often happens when we're in a time crunch at that point. One of the important points, of course, is that the money goes to the districts in the state, and rather than going to the federal government, which is, I feel, much to be preferred. The original bill did not take Public Law 874 monies into account, and therefore did not have the requirement of the meeting the federal disparity test, which requires that if federal monies are accounted for, that the distribution per child vary between districts by not more than 20 or 25%. Our current foundation formula does meet the disparity test, and we are not at danger of losing federal funds if we maintain the requirements of the federal disparity test. So I would also urge swift passage of this bill and allowing the districts to receive the funds. I don't have my distribution here. I do know that the Fairbanks North Star Borough is not receiving funds, but I was under the impression, which my friend Matt too might give, that actually Anchorage does receive a large, about $2 million of this money, which incidentally has to be kept in a special account and expended only for school purposes and not for municipal purposes.
Okay, the motion before us is to advance from second to third reading. The discussion that is taking place is dealing with the possibility of a pending amendment. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the explanations given, and I have now read it a third time and found Anchorage, and I am going to withdraw my objection at this time.
Are there any further objections to the motion to advance? Hearing no objection, the clerk please give that bill its third reading.
House Bill 543 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education to satisfy a condition of a conditional determination issued by the United States Department of Education regarding the state's compliance with Public Law 81-874 in fiscal year 1987 and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Martin.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm concerned about this bill in a number of ways. First, it doesn't matter if the money went back to the federal government or the state. Well, it does matter in the sense that if the money was misplaced in the first place, it should go to where it came from. And if the state or federal said we misspent the money, then I think they rightly have a claim. However, because the claim is so high, I guess we must overlook if someone steals $1 million, they steal $1 million because it's going to cost us $2 million to right the wrong. I'm not assured yet, number one, as the speaker from Fairbanks indicated that we have the problem corrected for this fiscal year's appropriations or from here to eternity. What is to prevent the state administration of education from misusing these funds again? Then also, I do not necessarily favor the hold harmless for the extra money that were given to these communities, which is obviously over and above their needs. And I'd like to hear some rationale why these communities who got excess money should be allowed to keep that money or somehow ever not adjust their budget. And then thirdly, is this, as I see, I'm going to double check it, for the year, fiscal year 88 appropriation, so then it would show an increase on our budget for fiscal year 88 and not 89.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In relation to the concerns expressed, first of all, no one has really said the money has been misspent because the federal dollars that went to each of the districts, they were allowed to keep the total amount. So that wasn't the question. It wasn't that it was misspent. It was it spent according to the criteria, or did it meet the disparity test? On the second question, has the problem been corrected? Yes, as we know, last year we passed House Bill 126, which had a revised funding formula that meets the disparity test and also establishes the local effort. Also in the amount, Mr. Speaker, it's my impression that under the whole harmless, there's about $600,000 of this amount of money there, with the idea that if a district should not have to suffer for a formula that did not meet the disparity test in the past. So thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 543 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
35 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 543 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on final passage of House Bill 543 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted.
Please have a brief at ease.
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had just disposed of item number 2 on the calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To expedite consideration by the other body of House Bill 551, I'd like to take up reconsideration. I therefore give notice of my intend to reconsider my vote on House Bill 551.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said bill. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration on House Bill 551 be brought up at this time.
Are there any objection to bringing up reconsideration on the same day? Hearing none, the reconsideration is before us.
Question.
The bill is before us in third reading and under debate.
Question.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 551 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 551 has passed the House on reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage of House Bill 551 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. The third item on today's calendar was brought up last Friday under reconsideration as before us in third reading. Would the clerk please give it a reading?
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 190 Resources by the Resources Committee, an act establishing the Point Bridget State Park and providing for an effective date.
Okay, this bill is before us under reconsideration and in third reading. Representative Schultz.
May we have an at ease, please?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we have the bill before us under reconsideration. It's in third reading and under debate. Representative Schultz, were you seeking the floor?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. On this, the other day, I visited with the representative from Juneau on this. And the other day, I believe the question was asked, and I do not recall, in fact, whether it was worded this way, but whether or not land disposals were the key issue behind the Point Bridget State Park. Okay, the answer to that, is it the most significant and key issue for the origination of this? The answer is no. So if I misled anyone on that. However, it was a significant issue as far as the debate was concerned surrounding the private lands, the university lands, and in some cases, land disposals that could possibly take place there in the future. So it was an issue that was brought up and discussed and debated in committee, and it was brought up by people that reside and have private land in those particular areas. As a matter of fact, it was a result of those kinds of discussions that the park got smaller, because people that had private lands asked to be excluded from that, and these people were excluded. So if I somehow misrepresented myself on that particular issue, saying that land disposals were in fact the only reason that that thing was established or is being established, then I don't want to give that impression. But it was a very significant portion of the debate on that particular issue. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 190 Resources pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
36 yeas, one nay.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 190 Resources has passed the House on reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two matters. First, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Any objection to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, the clause has been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Secondly, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Resources Committee amended letter of intent appearing in the packet and also in the March 4 House Journal at page 2451.
Any objection to the adoption of the House amended letter of intent? Hearing none, the letter of intent by the House Resources has been adopted. Would the clerk read the next item on today's calendar?
House Joint Resolution 64 by Herman, Sund, and Ellis, relating to Alaska's participation in the bottom fisheries and other benefits from the exclusive economic zone of the United States off the coast of Alaska. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the resolution, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring Donnelly, Ellis, Menard, Boucher, and Kopanen. Furness has no recommendation. The Resources Committee has considered the resolution, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Herman, co-chair, concurring Herman Cotton, Navarre Hoffman, and Davidson. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Being that this is a joint resolution, I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final pass.
Any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing none, would the clerk please give that joint resolution its third reading?
House Joint Resolution 64 by Herman Sund and Ellis, relating to Alaska's participation in the bottom fish fisheries and other benefits from the exclusive economic zone of the United States off the coast of Alaska.
Third reading under debate. Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This year we have heard much about the exclusive economic zone during this legislative session, and there are quite a few pieces of legislation on the issue. To briefly explain the economic zone, the United States exclusive economic zone is declared by presidential proclamation in 1983 and extends 200 miles off our shore. Mr. Speaker, the bottom fishery in Alaska is a billion-dollar industry. Yet how many Alaskans are involved in fishing or working in this industry? Very few. Many of our new developing fisheries in our state are pioneered by outsiders just because they have the capital. The capitalization and even overcapitalization happens so quickly that before Alaskans can get involved in the bottom fishery, we have the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council looking at limiting entry into the bottom fishery. And I'm wondering, are we going to sit back and let this happen? You know, I say we need to force the issue, and I believe that this resolution does just that. If the bottom fishery goes limited before Alaskans can get involved, we're going to have a lot of people in the state telling us, hey, these fisheries are in our backyard. We want to benefit from this. And they're going to be saying, hey, legislature, do something about this. And on the other hand, Mr. Speaker, I'm very concerned about the resource. And for information of the body, there's going to be a meeting of the scientists of the Bering Sea because the resource, they are worried about the resource. And I'm going to be following this and to see how the federal government is going to be involved and watching out for the resource. I urge support for the resolution.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 64 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? The clerk tally the board.
37 yeas, no nays.
House Joint Resolution 64 has passed the House. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on HJR 64.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Joint Resolution 64. Okay. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 54, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, recognizing the importance of secretaries, certified professional secretaries, and professional legal secretaries, and requesting the governor to designate April 25th through the 29th, 1988, as State Secretaries Week, and April 27, 1988, as State Secretaries Day. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the resolution, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring Donnelly, Kopanen, Menard, and Furness. Boucher signed, do pass, good resolution. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, it's a concurrent resolution. It's in second and final reading. Would the clerk please read the amendment number one?
Amendment number one by Hanley, Phillips, and Grunberg. It starts on page 2, line 3, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Who is going to move this? Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move amendment number one and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections to amendment number one? Any objections? Hearing no objections, amendment number one has been adopted. Second and final reading under debate.
Question.
Representative Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, SCR 54 is a resolution introduced by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to recognize secretaries and to request the governor to designate April 25th through the 29th as State Secretaries Week and April the 27th as State Secretaries Day. Mr. Speaker, I can't say enough about the importance of secretaries. Every one of us today has documents on our desks
to help us consider today's legislation that were prepared by our staff. And if it wasn't your secretary that prepared them, it was your secretary that prepared them for your staff to give to us. There's no doubt that each of us recognizes the importance of our clerical staff and the contributions secretaries make to the essential runnings of every office in Alaska, both private and public. But I'm reminded of a story from the early days of the labor movement in America, Mr. Speaker, when women were trying to organize for a livable wage and decent working conditions. They were often given flowers instead. And company bosses asked these women, "What do you want, bread or roses?" And the women answered, Mr. Speaker, "We want bread and roses." So when State Secretary's Week comes around at the end of this month and employers are out shopping for roses, I hope they don't forget the bread as well. And don't forget that we owe it to the working women as well as the men to pay them what they are worth to us and not what we can get away with.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, that was a wonderful speech, and I wish and I hope that someone, whoever has the bill that recognizes professional secretaries and legal secretaries that's been in the House for 4 years, would look at that and rely on the speech that the representative from Spinard gave us. It shows why we need the bill, because it's bread, not roses. Also, I wonder why someone shortened the week on the heading of this bill in the particular section on line 22. A week is 7 days, and here we're shortening the secretarial week to just 5 days. Shouldn't we give them Saturdays and Sundays for recognition?
Well, does anybody care to comment on that? I have some thoughts, but I'll save them. Any further debate? Ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 54, Labor and Commerce, amended House, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
37 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 54, Labor and Commerce, amended House, has passed the House. Would the clerk read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 27 by Zharoff, urging the United States Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the shoal developing in St. Paul Harbor, Kodiak. The Transportation Committee has considered the resolution, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Springer, Vice Chair, concurring Boucher, Hudson, Miller, Springer, and Pierce. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, but it's a joint resolution, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 27 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please give that joint resolution its third reading?
Senate Joint Resolution 27 by Zharoff, urging the United States Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the shoal developing in St. Paul Harbor, Kodiak.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This resolution addresses a problem of transportation and navigation in the Kodiak Inner Harbor area. This is the bread of Kodiak, and much of the result of this export of fish goes to our major city in Anchorage. The situation is very close for me because it touches very closely to my livelihood as a longshoreman. One of the problems we have is a growing shoal out there in the bay or in the harbor that tends to grow and then somewhat decline and then grow again. The problem is that when these huge ships that Sealand has just built comes to the harbor, they have difficulty turning around. So the city of Kodiak would like to remove this with the help of the Corps of Engineers, and I would urge your support for this resolution. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 27 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
37 yeas, no nays.
Senate Joint Resolution 27 has passed the House. Some citations on today's calendar, Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are three citations on the calendar today. The first one honors Susan Butcher, and I would request that this be referred back to the Rules Committee. Move and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing objections, Representative Rieger. The House stand at ease. Would the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had three citations that were to be moved, one to refer to Rules Committee, and that was objection. Representative Rieger?
Mr. Speaker, I remove my objection.
Okay. Are there any further objections to referring the Susan Butcher citation to Rules? Hearing none, it is referred back to Rules. Are there any objection to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Mr. Majority Leader? Let's do it.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that citations be approved. They honor National Women's History Month and Alaska Fish and Wildlife Safeguard Program.
Are there any objection to the adoption of those two citations? Hearing none, they have been adopted. This brings us down to unfinished business. Any unfinished business to come before this body? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a couple of requests for excused absence by Representative Collins. I move and ask unanimous consent that she be excused from the call of the House from 5 p.m. Friday, April 15, until playing time Monday, April 18, and again from 5 p.m. Friday, April 22, until playing time Monday, April 25.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Representative Collins is excused from the call of the House on those dates. Any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a subcommittee meeting tomorrow morning on House Bill number 444. That's the FY89 supplements at 9 a.m. in room 519. Also tomorrow afternoon, two bills coming out of subcommittee. They'll be heard tomorrow afternoon. That's Senate Bill 356 relating to product preference. And the other one is House Bill number 299 relating to the game of chance. And those two will be coming out of subcommittee heard tomorrow afternoon. Thank you.
Representative Springer.
Tomorrow afternoon we have a joint House Community and Regional Affairs and Senate Regional Affairs meeting scheduled. In addition to the posted calendar, we are invited to stay on Senate Bill 500, Municipal Tax Exempt Low Income Housing.
Any further? Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Finance Committee Subcommittee on the Department of Commerce is going to continue our meeting from this morning upon adjournment in the House Finance Committee room. We hope to take some additional testimony.
Okay. Any further committee announcements? Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, may we have a brief at ease?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we're under committee announcements. Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to make an announcement. There's a change in the schedule. The briefing of Northern Cook Inlet Fisheries was not at 8:30 this morning, but it'll be at 3 o'clock this afternoon in House Resource Committee.
Okay. Any further committee announcements? General announcements. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. As the members of the Majority Caucus know, there is a Majority Caucus in the Speaker's chambers at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Please be prompt. We want to start right away. We've got a lot to do.
Any further announcements? Representative Ulmer.
Thank you. The Southeast Caucus will be meeting immediately upon adjournment in room 102. We will be talking about ferry service in Southeast. I'd also like to announce that tomorrow at the Bill Egan Forum, Representative Kay Brown will be the principal speaker. Again, that's noon at the Baranoff Hotel. Thank you.
Okay. Any further announcements? Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, there will be a minority caucus in my office at 4 o'clock today. Thank you.
Okay. Any further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.